Blog Talk Radio.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair, she broke your throne, she cut your hair, and from your lips she drew the hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Maybe I have been here before. I know this room, I've walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew you. I've seen your flag on the marble arch. Love is not a victory march, it's a cone and it's a broken hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. There was a time you let me know what's real and going on below, but now you never show it to me, do you? And remember when I moved in you, the holy dark was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Above, and all I ever learned from love was how to shoot at someone who outdrew you. And it's not a cry you can hear at night, it's not somebody who's seen the light, it's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
everybody, and welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics. This is our New Year show. I need to apologize for our Christmas show that didn't come forward. We had a lot of technical and other issues for the last couple weeks, and real sorry about that. But we're here tonight, and we cannot wait to share all the messages from the angels. I'd like to bring on my wonderful co-host, Cammy. Cammy, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, everyone.
Hi. I've missed you. It's been a wild couple of weeks.
Yeah, it has.
Why don't you tell us about this new energy, the full moon, new moon energy that's coming up for the new year?
This new moon that is coming on the 1st of January, it's the first time in 19 years that we've had a new moon on the first day of the new year, which means it's a very powerful moon and has amazing energy, and it's really the start of new beginnings.
Wow. We'll be getting a whole bunch of fantastic messages for our callers tonight. I really appreciate everybody sticking with us.
Yeah, the energy is very good. It's going to be an amazing year. It's definitely a different year to this year that we've just had. It's going to be an amazing year.
This was a wild year we had this year. I mean, it was...
It wasn't a great year, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was weird. I mean, it was like the most... you know the first word that comes to me about this year, 2013, that has passed, most of it at least? Bipolar. It's like...
Yeah,
well,
blockages.
Good.
There were so many blockages in every aspect.
It was really
weird.
I know. Every time you read something... It reversed. I mean, it was like for every good thing, two not so good things were coming up. And it's like, will you stop already?
Yeah,
very
exactly.
Weird year.
Will you stop already? Yeah.
I know. Well, let's go. Well, you know, we have a full queue of callers. So why don't we get our reading started? Our first caller is 609-743. 609, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Good, how are you? What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is calling from New Jersey. Happy holidays.
Oh, happy holidays to you too. Could you please repeat your name again?
My name is Jackie.
Jackie, got it, thank you. I was like, I heard part of that. Well, what is your question for us in this new year we're having?
Yes, I just want to know, will I hopefully meet a man that I will marry this new year?
I know.
Yeah, you will meet one, but I'm not telling you you're getting married this new year. I see you getting married within 18 months to 2 years from now.
Yeah. Okay. So this year is going to be more like your meet, but not marry. I mean, not marry in this year. That's what I was picking up. I thought, I heard meet, and I was like, yeah, but
yeah,
marry,
I was looking at meet.
Not yet.
Yeah, meet and then eventually, you know.
Well, if you look for the two-year span, yeah, but there's one thing that's kind of sticking me here. I'm just wondering if, did you get rid of some of the issues you've had from your last relationship? Because I was feeling, and forgive the words, because sometimes these words don't come out right, like baggage, but you're still carrying some painful baggage. I'm sorry. I'm trying to be nice. I mean, that's why I hear, and sometimes the angels aren't that diplomatic either. So I just heard, like, painful baggage. Did you get rid of all that? Because if you haven't, it's really going to really negatively impact the meeting of this man.
What kind of baggage are you talking about? Because I got out of a relationship, and I didn't want to be in it because the man was older, but he didn't have a vision. This man can sleep the whole day, you know. And he's very mean and gets angry.
Yeah.
He's moody, you know.
Right, and this, the thing is that he was making it your problem. And it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
It was his problem. So I'm hoping that you've healed enough to know that as much as we try, we can't control other people's feelings. And people will blame us, like saying, well, you're causing me to do this. No, but you're choosing to do it. Look what I did. I got so mad at you, I put my fist through a wall. Well, you're the dummy that put your fist through the wall. You know what I'm saying? You just can't. I mean, unless you really hold a gun to someone's head or hurt somebody or torture them in a way they have to do what you want them to do, there's no reason for them to blame you for how they're reacting or feeling. They have choice. And he chose to blame everybody but himself, or at least put it on everybody else but himself. And that's kind of hard because sometimes we take it on, like we have to make sure everyone's happy, everyone's whatever. That's fine, but there's some things we just can't control, and that's one of them. So I'm hoping that you know that you're the one who's secure. You're the one who's grounded. No matter what he did or thought, you were not the problem. You did not cause him feel the way he did. He chose that. He preferred that over love.
Okay. And some of these issues, I'm thinking, you just let me know. Just feel free and let me know if there's something I need to change, because I do say that I work with standards, and some people think my standards are too high, and I don't want to be with somebody who is not compatible, you know.
Cammie?
I don't say he's not compatible. I say he's totally suitable for you. I don't feel it's going to be a rushed thing. I think it's going to take a while before you people get to even a relationship point. You are going to meet him, but it's not going to be a proper relationship for quite some time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean I know
he,
this person
just like
already?
You, just like you, he's not anxious to rush into anything.
Right.
He has his standards, too, and it's going to take a while before it's a relationship.
Oh, do you think like I know this person already?
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
Okay. So I usually travel. Will I meet him here or on my travel?
Well, actually, right now, Jackie, it's not really clear. The important thing is, because sometimes one thing Cammie and I are very careful about is that you can't live your life by a reading. You have to just go out and do your normal thing. Because you change one thing, you change our readings or your readings. But we wish you well, and we hope you call us back and let us know what's going on, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great new year.
All right, same. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, that's the one thing we're careful about, ladies and gentlemen. We love reading for you and giving you information, but sometimes if you live by it too much and you don't make a decision without, you know, overthinking it or whatever, you're going to change the reading. It's unfortunate, but true.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for our next caller?
Yes, I am.
Our next caller is 216-650-216. Are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Hi. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Happy New Year. My name is Sharon, and I'm from Cleveland area.
Cleveland. You lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers today.
Ha ha.
Yeah.
That's all. That's. You're funny. You're right.
Well, I'm a Steelers fan.
Okay.
Nothing psychic about that.
Okay.
Well, what can we do for you tonight, Sharon?
Well, I lost my job on the 13th of December.
Okay.
And I want to see, you know, I'm very stressed, if you see a new job coming to me, like time frame or anything.
February, March.
Yeah. But I'm
around saying... I was betrayed.
Now. Around
Pardon
6
me?
Weeks from now.
How many weeks?
Around 6.
6 weeks, okay.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Because you're getting a lot of your resumes out, but people are still climbing over the year.
Oh,
but
I know.
Yeah, they're not going to hire till the middle to the end of January. That's when they're going to start hiring.
I know.
Probably
start
the end
interviews.
Of January.
Yeah, because it takes more than one interview.
Go on. It does. And I can feel, I mean, I can really feel the job around you, that's for sure.
Oh, thank God. Do you think it'll be by spring?
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. February, March. Mm-hmm.
February, March. Now, you know, I know this is a very important question. How do you feel my finances are going to be? I go like 2 months to three. You know, I've never, you know, I pay my bills, don't we all? But I mean.
Yeah, you'll be okay. You will be okay. You're not going to have extra money to spend, but you'll be able to get through everything.
Yeah.
I know. Okay, I'm going to be okay. Do you see anything else?
I personally think that, and I know this is a very important question, but you need to get some more peaceful insight on yourself because you're, like, freaking out. Nobody can blame you.
I know.
But get a peaceful angel vibe going. Because freaking out
won't help.
It
was an unexpected betrayal.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I understand that. But I believe in the long run, and Cammie, correct me if I'm wrong, they did you a huge favor. Because you're not the first, you're not the last. You were just the next.
It's like a blessing in disguise.
Yeah.
You really
I know
do see that, huh?
Oh, yes, ma'am, I do.
This next job will be better for me. More money and
yes,
everything.
Yes, it will.
Yes,
yes
it, will,
it will,
I'm telling you. Every
and more
day
stability.
I wake up and say I'll have a job. I know. I know. But you do feel in 6 weeks I'll start getting responses. How's that?
Yes.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
And you see me in a job by this, at least February, March.
Yes, I do. Yes.
Okay.
But we do want you to call us back and let us know.
Oh, I know. Listen, thank you so much, okay? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, sweetheart.
Yes, to you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Yeah, I could feel like there's a lot of good prosperity around her, so I have no doubt that she's going to have a new job.
Yeah,
it's
she's
just that
gonna
those
be
people,
okay.
Yeah, she didn't need those people around her.
Mm-hmm.
Golly gee whiz. All right, let's go to our next caller. Our next caller is 786-786-234. Are you there?
Oh, yes, I'm here.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Gigi and I'm calling from North Carolina.
Ah, North Carolina. What can we do for you tonight, Gigi?
Yes, I just had a question. I just got married a couple months ago, and my husband and I, you know, we want kids, and I was just wondering, do you see children in our near future? I was hoping, you know, before 30 to have a child, and we were trying.
Well, I'm seeing conception sometime in spring or summer. I'm not sure if it's May or June. I'm Cammie, what are you picking up?
I see two children. One around March, not this year, the next year. And the other I can't say, but the first one will come around. And I'm not saying 100% March, but around 2015, around March.
They'll be born or around 2015?
Born.
Okay. That's not too bad, I guess.
No, but forget, you can't rush these things either.
Yeah, okay. That's not too bad, I guess. It gives us some time to be married, just the two of us, so that's okay.
Oh, believe me, once you have kids, you'll never sleep again. So enjoy it while you can.
Okay. Well,
but you know
you
what?
So
I'll tell you.
I'm sorry.
Just something to do for my marriage is that we waited like 3 or 4 years before we started having children because we wanted to do stuff. Okay. Then we did all the stuff, then we wanted to have children and then get them out of the nest.
Yes. I think we're just afraid because I'm 27 and he's 33. I want to, you know, they say the older, and I guess I read a lot of things and just makes me nervous about
stop,
waiting a little.
Stop reading things. I didn't have my boy until I was 32, so.
Okay.
It happens.
Okay.
Just
that
relax.
Okay.
Well, enjoy your marriage, and your children will come.
Okay. Thank you so much, Aida. I really
You're
appreciate
very
it.
Welcome.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. You too. Happy
Bye-bye.
New Year. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Wow. Everybody's in a rush tonight, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
I know. We got lots and lots and lots of thoughts. Okay. The next caller, the number is popping up, is a very strange one. It's like a whole bunch of numbers that do not make sense to me. So I'm going to read them off, and I'm going to try to see if there's somebody on the line. 144-1483.
England.
Let me try.
UK.
England? UK. All
mm-hmm.
right. I'm going to see you at the UK. Hello. Are you there? Hi.
I'm
What's
here.
Your name? What's your name?
It's Lily.
Lily? Oh, I remember you. You've called us before.
Yep.
Yep, she did. Hi, Lily. How are things in the UK?
Oh, floods.
Oh, floods?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Which
and
part of UK do you live?
I live in Surrey.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Hi.
Okay.
Hi.
So
can I go ahead?
What would you... Yeah, please, go ahead, ask your question.
Okay. I'm calling about emotional issues. I was just wondering, you know, if I was ever going to meet Mr. Right or I'm destined to be on my own forever.
No, you're not destined to be on your own forever.
However, what's been happening is you've been attracting the men that you don't want to that you cannot have a relationship with. And I don't know if you heard our show earlier. Do you remember the lady, our first caller, who said talked about standards?
Uh-huh.
You need your standards. You need to keep your standards. Now, when I say standards, I mean like a framework. You don't have to sit there and nitpick, but there's things that you need to have in a man. Let's say, for example, you need a man who's gainfully employed, because that's something we need in our society. Yes, that's fine. So if somebody you're attracted to doesn't have a job, you see what I'm saying, or no prospects,
mm-hmm.
or somebody you want who wants to have children, and you're meeting men that don't want children,
mm-hmm.
you don't
mm-hmm.
settle.
Uh-huh.
Tammy?
Yeah, she will meet someone. I feel he'll come around the summer, but not the beginning of the summer, more towards the end of the summer. Okay, but he's not from the UK. He's coming from across water. He's crossing water to...
Well, that could mean France, right? Because it's across the channel.
I don't feel it's France. I feel it's further abroad than France.
Oh.
But I definitely feel he will come around the summer.
Okay.
Wow. That sounds good.
Okay. I got two men floating around me at the moment. Should I get rid of them?
What are their names?
I got Patrick and James.
Yeah. If you're having fun and they're harmless, you can have fun and just go out, you know, and have a good time, hang out, be friends. I wouldn't say get rid of them, but I don't see either one of them going further.
Yeah, James is the better of the two. James.
Uh-huh.
But I don't see it as a long-term relationship. I see it more as a stopgap until you get a proper relationship.
Right.
Okay.
But he's the better of the two.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with hanging
out. My work, because I've been hoping to change my work.
Sorry, what was your question about your work?
I say I'm hoping. I've been looking for another job.
Yes.
Do you see this working out?
You're not going to find another job for at least another 2 months. You have to
another
put more. You have to put more CVs out there, and then you will find a job.
Okay, so this is around March.
Yes, around March.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But
all
you
right.
need to put more CVs out there.
Okay.
Is that English for resumes?
Yes.
Say that again?
Curriculum vitae is the correct word.
Curriculum vitae. I thought that.
Latin. Latin.
Yeah. Well, I remember when I worked on my first cruise ship, I had to learn the Queen's English because I couldn't understand a word my shipmates were saying for about 2 months. And after a while, I understood what the difference between crisps and chips were.
Well, I went to visit my family at one time, and for 4 days I said yes and no, because I had no idea what they were talking about.
I hope you said yes and no to the right things.
Well, that's what I was hoping too. I kept saying yes and no. I had no idea how to understand them. Their accent was so different.
Well, it could have been worse. You could have spoken to somebody from Scotland. Now, that's a harder accent to understand.
Well, that's where the family's from.
Scotland. Well, there you have it. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Lily,
okay.
keep in touch with us and let us know
okay.
how it goes.
All right. All right. Great talking to you. Happy New Year. Thank you.
Same. Happy New Year to
you.
You
too.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Yep, it was kind of hard learning the Queen's English. And then when I got off the ship, I was still speaking the Queen's English. Nobody understood what the heck I was talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have their own form of English.
And
well, I have a fair
American.
Idea because I was British educated, so, yeah.
Sorry, my three dogs just started to bark. They heard a noise outside. And the last thing you guys need to hear is three dogs woofing at the dangerous kid across the street there. Hate it when they do that. All right. Let's go on to our next caller. Are you ready, Cammy, for our next caller?
Mm-hmm.
Our next caller is 207-374-207. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Dee and I'm calling from Maine.
Hey, I bet you're kind of cold up there like Cammy is over in Canada, huh?
Cold? I've been
cold?
Without power since before Christmas.
Oh,
I just
my
got
gosh.
My power back today.
Oh, yeah,
I got my
you're
power
like
back
Eastern
today.
Canada. Eastern Canada is the same.
That's
oh,
right.
It's been terrible.
Well,
yeah, they
I
have ice storm. Yeah, they have no power.
Yeah. I was finally, well, I had to go, I had to finally give up the ghost and go to Neighbors because I
wow.
know that I was getting a message that I had to leave because I kept remembering my grandmother who died in 1967 out back of the
right.
house I'm living in. She froze to death. And I said, I'm not going to. So I finally realized, yep, I have to go.
Yeah, she was
yeah,
telling
yeah.
you to get out. That was good because she was kind of getting mm-hmm. you out. So she didn't know how long it would take. Nobody did. So now
yeah.
is not a good time. Is now a bad time to complain it's 81 degrees in Florida? yeah, bad time.
Yeah, well, I would rather take 81 than minus 20 Celsius, which we're
which is
expecting
how much in
tomorrow.
Real degrees? Is it 57 degrees
below
zero? I don't
know. Cold. That I can tell
oh.
you. It's very
okay.
cold.
Dee, yeah. what can we help you with?
I'm wondering what you see for me because when I came home today, there was a distinct possibility I was going to need a plumber. And then it looked like maybe things were fine, but then I didn't have – my bathroom was gone. And all of a sudden, my pipes have burst, and I had water all over my kitchen. I'm facing the plumbing bill and a new ceiling, and I have no money.
Well, I guess your home insurance won't cover it?
What? I don't know. I don't.
Oh, you don't have home insurance?
No, I have no money to have home insurance. I'm on a little bit of SSI, and I'm on Social Security because this year I reached 65. So, and I'm in real trouble.
Well, I'm thinking. It's the first thing I got, but there's some services out there that could help you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I do have some. I did call somebody he's been an advocate for me because I'm really fighting to be able to stay here in my house. It's a long, complicated situation that I won't go into because it would take too long.
Mm-hmm.
But and I have somebody else to call from the fuel assistance people who's been helpful to me, and hopefully he'll be able to help me because even though my ceiling hasn't come down, which the plumber was afraid it might because it was so
right.
full of water,
right.
I've just left everything out there. It stopped, but I'm still facing a new ceiling because otherwise I will wind up with black mold and such, and I can't
do that.
No.
I got a feeling when you were talking to me that you're going to get everything fixed through some services and some help. That's the first thing, so I know you're going to get everything fixed. And
no.
Sometimes if you contact someone like I wouldn't say the police, but sometimes in the social services in your area, they might be able to
Salvation
point you in
some Army's, I know Salvation Army helps you in Canada and the Red Cross too, so I'm not sure about that.
I'm not sure about it. I know sometimes when Salvation Army isn't that big a help, and I know that the person that's contact for the town that I live in, I don't know exactly how much help he's going to be. I know him too
and
well.
And what about Red Cross?
What?
Red Cross?
The Red Cross?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to have to.
They help in disasters.
Somebody's coming by to look at things. That's a friend. He's been an advocate for me, and then I'm going to call the other person and see what we can come up with because I don't get paid until Friday, which is the third, my big amount, and that doesn't cover everything with all the other things that I have to pay for.
Right.
I'm kind of like, oh dear God, and looking at my wallet, a little over $60 isn't going to do much.
No, but I really think these people are going to help you and get some services. I mean,
I
when they put
so,
it out
I've
there,
I've had a really tough time in this town.
Yeah.
And I haven't called the selectmen because I know that's gonna that would just not work in my favor right now. So.
Yeah.
Well, I hope so because I don't, you know, I haven't been able to really focus to do any meditating lately.
No, you try to focus, but I really feel that everything is going to get fixed. You're going to get all the help that you need.
I hope
I really
so,
do.
Because this has really been too much. I was lucky to be able to come home and actually use my computer because my neighbors, their wireless router seems to must be set up for Macs, and I have PC.
Oh, yeah.
So I finally able to, well, I did one day, the first night I was there, I was able to contact a few people online to let them know, this is why you're not hearing from me. My great outreach in life. Thank you.
You're welcome. Call us back and let us know how things are going, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Dee. Happy New Year to you.
You too.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye. Wow. I hate to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
But I really feel she was going to get help. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do right now is we are going to take a break, and I'm going to play a song, one of my favorites, and we'll be right back.
Of the way.
With the Network of Christian Psychics. I'm your host, Ellen, of course, my co-host, Cami. You can reach both Cami and myself for private readings on our website, Network of Christian Psychics. We're going to go on to our next call tonight. I know we have a lot of callers, so I will tell everyone right now we need to shorten the calls a little bit. We want to get everybody read. So let's go to our next caller. Our area code there is 229-516-229. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Melvin, and I'm calling from Georgia.
How have you been, Melvin?
I've been pretty good, thank you.
Good, good. I remember speaking to you. Yes. What can we do for you tonight?
Just to see what's coming up for me in 2014. Need some good things to happen. I don't want to waste your time. Use up too much time.
Do you have one specific question that could help us focus?
The job that I had, I work at a mental hospital here in Georgia, and they're going to be closing on the 31st of this month. And my last day was the 19th. So is there any, I applied for other jobs, is there any other employment coming my way, or either, you know, finances?
Cammie?
It's not very far off. I would say between 4 and 5 weeks you're going to have something.
Okay.
I've spoken to you before, and I know that I told you to apply for jobs, and I feel it's 4 or 5 weeks and you're going to have a job.
Yeah.
Okay. Will it'll be in the same area that I've been working in, right?
Very close to it, yes.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Is there a relationship coming my way?
That's yours, Ellen.
I got it. I was thinking about, once you get settled with your new job, it's going to be maybe a couple weeks after that. So we're looking probably around February-ish.
Okay. Yes.
Which is good, because you need to get settled in your job first. I know we've talked to you before, but the thing with this, Melvin, you need to get more settled before you can go get a relationship, at least one that will last the way you want it to. Just need to get one thing then the other.
Right.
And, and you're going to be very successful at it. You're going to have both that you want.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
Oh, anytime. Have a happy new year.
All right. You all too. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. God bless.
Bless, bless. All right. Let's go on to our next caller, 907-942. 907, are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Carrie. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, is it Carrie or Terry?
Carrie with a C.
Ah, got it. What can we do for you tonight, Carrie?
Well, last time I talked to you guys, I was in Alaska getting ready to move. I'm actually in Oregon now, and I'm not really liking where I'm at.
I remember that. We told you you were going to go to Oregon.
Yeah, and I ended up in Redmond, up in the mountain, and I have a job interview in a couple weeks for a job I really want, but it's in a different town about 5 hours south.
Okay. Cammie, what are you picking up on that?
Is she wanting to know whether she'll get her job?
Is that what you were...
Do you see me changing communities anytime soon? Because I'm really not liking where I'm at.
Well, I feel wherever you get your job is going to be where you'll live. And I don't feel your job is around where you live.
Okay.
I don't feel that at all. I feel you will move again.
But when you move this time, I feel it's going to be more permanent.
Yeah, it's in less than 3 months from now that you'll move.
I'm sorry, I did not understand that.
In less than 3 months from now, you will move.
Okay.
I see that you're still putting out resumes, though. Or what do you call them, Cammie? CVs?
Yeah, she's definitely still putting out resumes, and I do feel where she's going to find a job will be where she will move to.
Yeah. But that's good because I'll give you more stability. I'll give you that really good, solid base that you've been looking for.
Yeah, because right now my family has a lot of issues, and bottom line is they come down to lack of money.
Well, yeah. We all know that feeling, huh, Kim?
Yeah, everyone knows that feeling. We all go through that.
But I feel, Carrie, you're going to be a lot more stable.
Okay, and this will be sometime within the next 3 months?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, have a happy new year and call us back and let us know.
You too.
Oh, you're
welcome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey. Bye-bye. You know, it's funny. I always read somewhere they say the pursuit of money is the root of all evil.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody said, no, the lack of money seems to be the root of all evil.
Mm.
But, you know, it's just, you know, I know it's been tough. That's why we're kind of glad 2013 has gone bye-bye for right now. Because
yeah. Been tough for me.
Yeah, it's been like a big, like a stop.
Mm-hmm.
On a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Let's go on to our next caller, 630-247. 630, are you there?
Hello, yes, I am.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Jenna and I'm calling from Illinois.
Oh, hey, Jenna, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm pretty good. What can we do for you tonight?
I was calling to find out about, I guess, inquire about my love life and see what relationships might be coming up, and I guess really that's it.
Okay. Were you thinking of taking somebody back?
Yes.
No.
I have been.
No.
Yeah, not a good idea at all.
No. I mean, I've always believed in second chances and stuff, but sometimes our exes are our exes for a very good reason. And sometimes they really can't change.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good to know.
Taking back your ex is like going to your garage sale and buying back your own stuff.
That's funny. That's funny, Cammy. I like that. I remember that one. I'll put that on my computer.
That's true.
Well, no, you're right. You're right. It's like, and you know, the thing is, sometimes people think there's something wrong with us because something doesn't work out or them, but sometimes people just don't match up properly. And it's not really a question of who did what. It's just that you're compatible or you're not. You know, there's different degrees. Like, if you believe that a relationship means one person, two people, nobody, you know, no cheating, then that's a relationship. If your ex feels it's okay to go sleep with other people while he's with you, that's pretty much a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people don't think they're doing anything wrong. But no, Jenna, exes are exes for a reason. And I think that once you put this guy behind you, you're going to be able to move forward a lot easier. But that's going
to
hinge on you.
Right. No, that's good to know. It's hard because I've dated since then and I haven't felt as strongly about anybody else as I did him, and even though in many ways we weren't compatible, I just, that feeling I haven't had since him, so
well,
I think it was just been confusing me.
Each relationship, each person has their own feelings to it, because I remember when I was younger, I thought, I never feel the same way about this guy as I do, blah, 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 but you know the thing is, you don't feel the same way about them. Everybody's different. You feel a little differently towards each person. The key is your foundation. The key is your compatibility and your goals and your vision. That's what keeps you together. You may feel like this raw passion of lust for some guy. That's fine. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. We've all done it. But so there comes a time where you decide you have – you may not have as much passion for one guy as you did the last, but the new one is giving you more of what you need. So you're having the passion, and you're having the foundation, and you're having the growth, you're having the future, something there's no way you're going to have with the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And you know it.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Perfect timing.
Well, call us back and let us know what's going on, and have a great, happy new year.
Thank you. And may I usually would not do this, but may I ask one more question?
Sure. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. I have a friend who, my roommate actually, who's trying to have a baby on her own just because she's a little older. I just wanted to see if there's any, if that's going to happen for her, if there's any.
It's kind of hard for us to read. It's sort of like psychic spying on people. Sorry, I mean, just as, if it had a connection to you, maybe, but if it's, like, totally out of the box, we're very reluctant to do that.
Definitely. But Thank you so much.
Whoa, before you go, I have a question. How old is she?
She's 40.
40, okay. Because last person said that she was 29 and she was wondering why she couldn't have, I'm like, whoa, huh. But, all right, but I will tell you this. It will happen for your friend when it will happen. It has to be in the angels, God's time.
Definitely.
I can give you that piece of comfort on that, but that's about all I can say.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're very
Jenna.
Welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Happy New Year.
You too.
Thank you. Yeah, sometimes, you know, we can't read for other people when it's so out of the box from our client, because that's really spying and stuff. And, you know, we just have to be careful. But like I said, she will have her baby when God decrees it, but I can't really go further than that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go on to our next caller, 937-339-937. Are you there?
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Sandy. I'm from Ohio.
Sandy, Ohio. Okay, Sandy. What can we do for you tonight?
I would like to know what you see for the love life coming up for the new year.
Oh, Cammie, what are you reading?
I do see someone coming along. This person's going to come around April, just after Easter. Darker hair, average height, nice smile. Works with their hands. It's outdoor. Does outdoor work with their hands? But a very nice person. And that's all I'm getting right now. But I'm getting Easter bunnies, which means Easter.
Well, that sounds fantastic.
Or it could be a craving for chocolate. I'm just kidding. A little psychic humor here. But that was funny. I was getting bunnies, too. I thought it was like, I was thinking, why am I seeing bunnies? Not that I'm thinking it's bunnies, but I was seeing bunnies. And, you know, Easter is really significant for spring. And it's going to be really good because not only is it a new relationship, it's going to be like a whole new opening for you.
Oh, wow. That sounds good. I'm ready.
That's good.
Well, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Have a happy new year.
You too. Thank you so much. You've made my new year.
I'm glad.
All right. Bye.
Great. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. You too, sir. Bye-bye. Yeah, we're getting a lot of really good readings for spring and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad the energy of the new year is just really coming into focus.
It's coming fast.
I know, right? It's coming very fast. We are the Network of Christian Psychics. If you want to speak to myself or Cammie for a private reading, you can reach us at our website, the Network of Christian Psychics. Just don't laugh at my picture. It's awful. Anyway, let's go on to our next call, 631-909-631. Are you there?
Oh, yes. Hi. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Oh, before you go for your question, can I know what your name is and where are you calling from?
Sure. My name is Suzanne from Long Island, and my question is, I liked somebody, Sean, from the past, whatever, from a week ago. Do you think that's over? And then somebody named Brian, like, do you think it's either, I mean, I'm sorry, Matt. I'm so sorry. Matt or Sean, or is it someone different?
So the old guy name is Matt?
No, Sean.
Sean.
It's over.
Totally.
Okay.
But who's Matt?
Just someone I've dated a couple times.
Yeah.
I don't see anything strong there either. I don't.
No. I was getting the name Mark somewhere along the line. That could be a possibility coming in.
Well, I'm going on a blind date with a Tom tomorrow.
I'm getting a Marcus.
Hmm.
You're getting a Mark. And I'm getting a Marcus, which is very close, but
And I was getting Mark.
Do you know anything about him?
What, honey? Sorry?
Do you know anything about him, what he looks like, and when I'm going to meet him?
I got dark hair on Mark.
He's got dark hair, yeah, he has dark hair. Meeting him won't be... around January to the end of January to the end of February, somewhere in that time frame.
You know anything, what he looks like or how old is he or anything?
I know he's got
dark
hair. He's fairly tall. He's taller than average. He's on the thinner side. He's got like a small moustache, darker eyes. And that's about all I can see. As for age, I have no idea.
Me neither.
Looks like he has a young soul. He doesn't look like he's an old soul.
Yeah. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep dating and stuff. But I think, you know, we feel you're going to eventually meet somebody like that.
You said like end of January, beginning of February?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, tomorrow, the person I meet, I think, has a mustache, and he's tall, but he has gray hair, and his name's Tom.
Tom. Well, I don't see anything really wrong with him. I mean, we don't want you to stop what you're doing, because sometimes if you stop the dating, it'll just kind of ruin the flow. But keep your mind open and your dating open.
I'm on the phone for a minute.
You what?
Oh, I was just talking to my son. And I was wondering, do you see my son ever coming back to live with me?
Oh.
Yes, but not for some time.
What some time?
2 years?
2 years?
Mm-hmm, two.
Yeah. As things stand now, because it's kind of slippery what's going on with him as far as we really can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that will come to pass eventually, but I know it's not as soon as you hoped.
All right, but do you think that Mark guy or whatever?
I'm sorry, what?
Does the Mark guy have any children or?
I didn't get that far. I just got more. I'm surprised I even got the dark hair because usually Cammy's the one who sees them better than I do. But that's all I know about Mark. But just like you said, keep doing what you're doing, and it'll fall into place.
Can I ask really one more quick question? I work part time at a school. Do you think they're going to give me a couple more hours, like 2.5 hours more a day soon?
After the new year, that's what I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So yes. I'm only 2.5 hours more a day.
Yeah. After the new year, it's been really kind of crazy. That's why
maybe February?
February, maybe March. I hope not too late.
Yeah,
but
I was going to say it's March, April. Mm-hmm. After the semester, whenever the semester the next semester. After that, yes.
All right, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Happy New Year, Suzanne. Okay, wow. You know, a lot of really positive readings. I know a lot of, a lot of things have been a little, people want different ones, but we are seeing what we see. We're glad that we're seeing a lot of things that can help guide people, which is what pretty much we do. And we're going to go ahead and take another break, and we'll be right back. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back, and this is the Network of Christian Psychics. My name is Ellen. I'm your host, and Cammie is our co-host. We've been having a lot of great readings tonight. I know it's going to be the new year, so we have a whole new energy cycle. I just want to remind you all that Cammie and I are both available for private readings on the Network of Christian Psychics. You can go to our website and look us up. Cammie, are you ready for our next call?
Yes, I am.
All right. Our next call is 856-776. 856, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, our pleasure. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Laura, and I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hey, Laura. How's it going?
That's good.
Good. So what can we do for you tonight?
I was just wondering if you see anything happening for my love life this coming year.
Cammie?
Not in the first half, I don't. I really don't. I see it more as July, August. That's when I feel you will meet someone. That is definitely when I feel you will meet someone. July.
Are you getting? Are you getting any information around that?
That
would be me.
Who it will be? I don't have a name for you. I have an initial of an R, and I can tell you. I don't have a description, but I do feel they've lost someone in the last 2 years, so they are ready to move on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sometime in August, then.
Yeah. I can pretty much concur with that. This first part of the year is going to be more of a building thing for you. That's probably why it's pushed down towards the summer, because you're doing the spring to build.
Build what?
Just build your life back. You know, you've had a really rough few months. I remember you calling us before.
Yeah.
And I remember our conversation.
Just building that. Yeah. I'm just hoping. It'd be nice to meet somebody, though.
You will.
How am I going to meet him? Do you have anything about that?
No, I don't see anything yet. It's just so new. I'm not really getting a really focused grasp on it yet.
Mm-mm.
I'm not
getting either.
Okay. That's fine. Thank you.
You're welcome, Laura.
Welcome.
Have a great New Year.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Okay, now the next caller has a name up, American. I'm going to go see if I can find this person. Hello, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, did you want to talk to us? I saw the question mark. Do you have a question? All right, before you do that, I need your name.
My name's Lee.
What's your name?
Lee,
thank you. I'm sorry, just it came up like a hashtag number or something. I want to make sure I got you. What can we do for you tonight, Lee?
I was wondering, because I'm working. I'm self-employed. It's just I'm kind of having a bit of problems having a very active room. And I don't know what to do. And I was wondering if you guys know anything to help me with that.
Sorry, what exactly?
I have things following me everywhere, like making me uneasy.
Oh.
Oh, you have spirits following you everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I'm just saying what I would do is the first thing you do, and Cammie, help me out with this one, I know this is your expertise as well, is you just need to sort of sage yourself and your home. Because I don't think there's anything really wrong, but you need to, if it makes you feel uneasy, because sometimes entities are around to protect us and hang out with us.
Yeah, I know that because I'm a paranormal investigator. I know stuff like that.
Oh, that explains
it all. And you should know better than not to sage yourself before you leave a site.
Yeah, and also you pick up your open portals. You know, this is what you people don't understand. I'm a medium, but
me too.
I know exactly what to do, so I don't open portals. I see many people that open portals, not knowing they've opened a portal, and then whatever that is follows them home, and then you've got an endless problems.
With me,
can't understand why I was getting all this interference on the line.
Now we know.
Because I'm hearing noises, and I can't understand it, and now it makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, they're stopping us. They're trying to stop us from talking to
you. Yeah, they're trying
to
stop us. But I want you, you're going to have to email me, and I'm going to have to give you something to do.
Yeah. You know what, ladies? What if I put you on private chat for a moment?
Yeah.
And get exchange your information and start going? But
yeah.
I'll do that. I'm going to play a song while you guys do that, or actually I'll just go on while you guys do that. Lee, hold the line. We're going to put you on private chat with Cammie. One moment, please.
Hello?
Hi, everybody. That's something that we normally do. We have callers that ask us about entities and stuff. Now, what this one caller did is she sort of opened up portals when she does paranormal investigation, which is fine. I know a lot of people who do that. But what people don't understand is these entities can follow you home if you don't close a portal, or what we call sage ourselves down after a encounter with them. It was really weird because we were hearing a lot of interference on the line, and now we kind of know why. So if you do go ghost hunting, that's fine. But remember, when you do that or you try to contact, there's a lot of responsibility and things you have to do to protect yourself and cleanse yourself after any kind of investigation or encounter. This is kind of unusual, so give us 1 second. I'm going to play another song, and we'll be right back.
Heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair, she broke your throne, she cut your hair, and from your lips she drew the hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Maybe before, I know this room, I've walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew you. I've seen your flag on the marble arch. Love is not a victory march, it's a cone and it's a broken hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The time you let me know what's real and going on below, but now you never show it to me, do you? And remember when I moved in you, the holy dark was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God above, And all I ever learned from love was how to shoot at someone who outdrew you. And it's not a cry you can hear at night. It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we just had our break, and thank you for staying with us. There's a reason kind of why we do this too, help people exchange information for this type of issue. I was watching a TV show just the other night. It's called When Ghosts Attack. It's on the Destination Channel, and I was very angry when I watched it because it looked to me that they go in there, they talk to people about their encounters or their attacks, and they do nothing to help them. They have mediums come in or whatever, and then they just leave them alone. Cammie, are you there?
Cam? Yeah.
Okay, great. I'm back on the air.
It's gone.
I know. It is. But I was just saying that I was, remember that TV show I told you about that upset me? Because they have investigators there, but then they do nothing to help these people. They just leave them there. And that's something Cammie and I cannot tolerate. If somebody needs help with something, we're going to at least try to do anything we can to at least try to close the portal or try to get the entity or out or around or whatever. Not just say, oh, well, that sounds like a great story. Too bad. Bye. You know, that really frosted my cookies. I mean, would it have been so much trouble while the medium is there to tell them how to sage or protect themselves, try to close a porthole and get an entity cleared out of the space? It was just amazing to me.
I've had investigators in my home, and they're really good because they record the things, and I've heard my mum. You know, I've heard my mum's voice. And it's pretty amazing, but some people can just do more damage than good.
Well, no, I'm not saying like these people did any damage. It's just they didn't do anything to help. I mean, it seemed to me like the guy who did this was more interested in writing his book than he was. If I walk into a house with this kind of activity, I'm not going to go in there and go, gee, yeah, you have a bad entity, bye.
Yeah, no, you usually ask the person if they want to cross over. You can't force them to cross over. You can only ask them.
Well, we can forcibly clear them out if it's that bad. You know, and usually the good ones, you know, they're benevolent, they're higher concerned, loving beings, and those are the ones that are fine to hang around. But there are others that you have to try to get out, force out if they won't leave. But anyway, you're right, the interference is gone now. Now we know why.
Yeah, I couldn't understand where this was coming from.
I know,
why,
right?
I was feeling like this, and now that feeling's gone.
Awesome. So we're good. Let's go on to our next caller. Our next caller is 219-644. 219, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, this is Ellen, and what's your name?
Liz.
Liz, and where are you calling from?
Indiana.
What can we do for you tonight?
Yes. I don't know if you'd be able to answer a question for me, but I'm wondering if my boyfriend will find work anytime soon.
Has he been really out there looking?
He goes on the website to look, see if there's anything nearby.
Cammie?
I don't know what soon means, but I see about 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay.
Is he only looking in one area, or can he branch out just a little bit?
He can branch out to other areas. He's an iron worker. That's the thing.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking he needs to branch out just a little bit more, and then he'll get a little bit more success.
Okay.
Yeah, he's limited in what he's doing. He is limited. He needs to do a bit more looking around.
Okay. That probably would mean out of state, then.
It might. It might, yeah.
Okay. Is there a chance that I would go with him?
That you would go with him?
Yeah.
Yeah, eventually you would, yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yep. But he's going to get another job. I know it's a little tough with the economy and what he does. I'm from Pittsburgh, so I know oh too well about steel working and iron working.
Mm-hmm.
How the job has gone down.
Yeah.
For a while, I know that for a fact. They practically killed our city.
Mm.
But yeah, he will find another job.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
Well, you have a good
Thank
New
you.
Year, and call us back and let us know what's going on. Okay.
You too. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I remember it almost killed Pittsburgh. I'm from Pittsburgh, and it almost, the steel industry mm-hmm. went down. It almost killed our town. I think it did for a while. Even the Post-Gazette went out. We had sent my brother and his wife newspapers and coupons
mm-hmm.
so she could go to the store and get coupons. That's how bad it was. Our next call is from 404-452-404. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is T, and I'm calling from Atlanta.
Okay, hi. What can we do for you tonight?
Just calling because just trying to decide if I should be looking for jobs now. I'm currently getting my master's, and kind of challenging trying to find a job right now and being in school. And trying to find something after graduation is what?
Well, while you're going to school, you're just trying to find a job, not the job, unless you're going for like some kind of internship that would take you, like a paid internship that you can work while you're at school.
I was trying to find that, but had a little trouble at my first internship, so I was just trying to just get in somewhere because time is kind of the essence and not sure which one to choose.
Right. Cammie, what are you feeling?
I feel she's not going to find a job that soon.
Right.
I don't see it coming up really soon.
And as far as graduation in May?
Well, your graduation is fine.
After graduation, but not before graduation.
Okay.
If you need money right now, I'm seeing you need to get a job. But if you're asking
mm-hmm.
about the job, it's going to be after May. If you're looking for a job, you can probably find something simple as soon as possible. I'm not sure what.
Hmm.
But you're going
to
be fine.
I wasn't sure if I was going to stay in state or out of state as far as the job situation after graduation.
I think you're going to move.
Yeah.
Okay. I really think you're going to move.
Right back to New Jersey, or?
I don't know where, but I see you on the move. I see you moving.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how it stands right now.
Okay, so this, because that's what I was trying to find some type of income, but I couldn't find somewhere I can work at that's going to fit in with my internship and in school as well.
Right.
And I was just trying to see if I could explore anything soon as well, but you said you don't.
Not for right now, no.
Mm-mm.
But call us back and let us know how it's going, because things can change in the next couple weeks. But right now, this is what we're seeing.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, can I ask one more thing?
Well, if it's very, very quick, because we still have a bunch of callers to get through tonight, and we want to get to everybody.
Oh, okay. Then I'll just call back.
Okay. Well, have a great new year.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, I hate cutting people off like that, but we really need to get everybody in. All right, let's go to our next caller. Our next caller is 414-841. 414, are you there?
Yes, hi. How are you?
Good, how are you? What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Marianne. I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Okay, Wisconsin. What can we do for you tonight?
Okay, just want to know, what did you see as far as a relationship?
You need to be a little bit more, see specific for a relationship. I'm trying to think. Are you over your last one, Marianne?
Yeah, but that person has kind of been coming around, so maybe that's why you're picking them up.
That has to be, because I'm getting, like, blank jumbling. So I think that, you know, I can't pick up a new relationship right now, because what you need to do is get rid of that one. Maybe Cam, we can pick up something a little more specific, but sometimes...
I don't pick up a new one right now. I don't.
Because remember,
there's,
I don't know if you heard me earlier.
There's too much interference from the past around her. She needs to let go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Remember what I said, I don't know if you heard me earlier, but sometimes people are our exes for a reason.
Oh, definitely. I agree with you on that. Yeah, that's why I was curious. Because I'm dating someone.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, huh, okay. Then the phone call started again from my ex. I don't talk to him, but I know he's been calling. People have kind of been seeing him around.
Well, just say, well, you know what, honey, you're my ex from a reason, goodbye. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't take his call.
No, because as long as he's around, that's going to directly interfere with your new relationship, that's for sure.
Okay. And then I just have one other question about him. Oh, go ahead.
What's your next question?
I was just curious about a move, whether or not I would be staying where I am, or would I end up moving?
Moving. I see you on the move.
Okay. Is it like a permanent house move or whatever? Another state, hopefully.
Yeah, it'll be more permanent than what you have. Yeah.
Okay. Definitely.
All right. Well, thank you. And you were going to say something else, Jenny. I'm sorry.
I just want to – no, that's okay. But I just want to remind you, like with these exes, just make sure you clear them out as soon as you can.
Okay.
Because that kind of interferes sometimes, you know. But we want you to have a really great, prosperous new year.
Thank you.
And
you
Thank you. Give us a call back and let us know what's going on.
Okay, I sure will.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, honey. Wow, what's up with the exes tonight? They're like all coming back. I think I better start looking out my window. I wonder if mine's going to... No, I'm just kidding. My husband will be like, what?
No, I don't want mine back, thank you.
No, you don't.
Not under any circumstances. I've paid that karmic debt in full. No, thank you.
No doubt. We are the Network of Christian Psychics, Ellen and Cami, and if you want private readings, please look us up on the Network of Christian Psychics, and you'll see us there. Our next caller is 571-217. 571, are you there?
Hello, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Dee. I'm calling from Virginia.
Okay. And what can I help you with tonight?
I just want to let you know that I love the music you guys are playing. They're very good, very uplifting.
Love it.
So just want to let you guys know that. My question is, what do you see for career for 2014?
Brand new?
Yes.
Yeah. Have you just gone through schooling?
No, actually, I've not. I've been out of work for a while. So.
Yeah, because I thought you were like graduating or something. Because I heard the word schooling.
Well, I want to go back next year because you know that's on my agenda to go back next year.
Right, Cami, what are you thinking?
She's going to do some form of schooling.
Yeah.
I feel she's going to have some. She's going to find something where they're going to actually give her training or schooling.
So you do see a career coming, or I don't want to use the word job. You know.
Yeah.
You do have a career, but it's going to be something where they're going to train you or send you to school part time or something. But there's definitely more education involved.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Okay. And so, okay, awesome. That's what I wanted to hear. And like I said, I do want to go back. It's just because of the financial situation, that's what's kind of holding me back.
Yeah, but you'll be able to get your schooling and stuff. So you're gonna get your new career with a better stability.
And I have a question for you. I have an interview tomorrow. Are you guys picking up on anything?
I'm not picking up on a lot of this.
Okay.
No, I don't pick up anything.
Sorry.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you so much, and have a wonderful and prosperous new year. I wish
you
that.
You too. Let us know how.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, sweetheart. Yeah, I wasn't picking up a lot. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with that. It just means that we just weren't picking up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Some things are just too new to be told. Are you ready for our next call? Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Ready for our next call?
I had strep throat. That's why I coughed so much.
Oh, man. All right. Let's go for our next one. Our next caller is 252-572-252. Are you there?
Yeah. Hello?
Hi. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Samantha, and I'm calling from North Carolina.
Okay, Samantha, what can we do for you tonight?
Okay, I was wondering about love. And I would also like to know, do you see any interviews coming up for the month of January?
No, I have a little with interviews. I see interviews probably in the end of January.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you think I've already applied for these jobs? Or?
No, new ones. Keep going.
Okay. Okay. All right. And do you have any... I'm about to go look for this guy named Vincent, and I was wondering what you feel around that.
I see it's a good place to start, but I don't feel anything right now one way or another. I don't feel anything horrible about him.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
All right. I'm sorry. I mean, I just don't, and I don't, one thing, I know people are disappointed when I don't tell them stuff, but the one thing we don't do here is lie to you. Wouldn't do any good.
Fine. No, that's fine. That's probably the same thing I feel, but yet I have to go look for him. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good Happy New Year.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. Our next caller is 360-582. Are you there?
Yes. Hello.
Hi. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Ashley, and I'm from Washington.
Oh, hey, Ashley. How's the weather up in Washington?
Very cold.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah.
What can we do for you tonight?
I have a question. I'm foreclosing, and I'm probably going to get kicked out in May. And I was wondering where you see me moving to.
Cammie, what are you feeling for Ashley?
Something smaller, but it's going to come through help, but she's not going to find it on her own.
Because I bought a fifth wheel, so I want to be living in that, but I just don't know where, you know what I mean?
Where are you now?
I'm still in my house. I'm going through the foreclosure process.
What state?
Washington.
Are you in Washington? Okay. I feel it's out of Washington.
Really?
Yeah, or very close to the border out. But yeah.
Okay.
It's not where you are. It's a new start for you, a fresh start for you.
So it's not in Washington, huh?
No, it could be. It's very close to just on the border of Washington and somewhere else, or it's out of Washington. But, yeah, it's a new start for you.
Oh, cool. So I'm going to be happy.
You will be happy, yes.
Good. Great.
Yeah, it's going to be a good year, a better year for you, Ashley. I mean, you made some kind of bad judgments, but who hasn't? But now I think that right now you're just doing your cleansing and moving on.
Definitely. Yeah.
But I see a lot more promise, better things for you now.
Can I ask you about my career? Because I'm unemployed right now and I'm going to school.
Well, we can quickly, let's see here. What I'm picking up is once you're settled in, then things are going to be a lot easier.
Okay.
Because right now you can't take on too much right now. I mean, you're a very strong person, but there's only so much physically anyone can do.
Yeah. Cool. All right.
I think you're gonna be great.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a great new year. Call us back.
Thank you. Thanks, both of you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, sweetie.
Bye.
Well, believe it or not, we're at the end of our show. I know it's supposed to be 8 o'clock, but we kind of ran out of callers. Ashley was our last one.
Wow. Okay.
So I guess we're going to wrap it up here a little early tonight. We want to thank everybody, and we are going to be on the air next year. Oh, yeah, we are going to be on the air next year. Next Sunday, which will be next year. And we want to thank everybody, and we're looking forward to speaking to all of you in our brand new
awesome rocking 2014 New Year. I'm going to bid everybody a very good night. And, Cammy, if you will hold 1 second before we go. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And don't forget, Cammy and I can both be found on the Network of Christian Psychics and for all your private readings. Good night. Happy New Year, everyone, and God bless.
Five 45, just